the next agenda item, that is our internal audit report. Tom?
Good morning. During this quarter, I did an audit of our normal payroll audit, the audit of our time entry process, and an audit of our fixed assets. Payroll audit, I did an audit of each payroll during the quarter, that was executed during the quarter. During this quarter, all the payroll were valid, there were no exceptions noted. Next slide. Also, time entry, I did an audit of our time entry process. I selected six of our payroll periods and audited for compliance of the FLSA and VRA policy and procedures. I did, during the audit, I noted, did note some instances of minor errors, which I talked to the Human Resources Department, and they were addressed, they have been addressed adequately. The recommendation that I made, most of the errors occurred because of new supervisors, new employees, and basically the pressure training will solve 99% of these problems. We were in compliance with all FLSA requirements and VRA policies. Also did a fixed assets inventory. In the preliminary stages of that audit, I determined that there hadn't been a regular inventory of our fixed assets in 10 plus years. So what we did with the assistant F&A personnel, we did a complete audit of our fixed assets. And what we found, we were able to locate all assets. There were no exceptions. But in addition, while I was doing this audit, found out that F&A is in the process of developing procedures to adequately address some of the issues that were administrating their fixed assets. These procedures will adequately address some of the weaknesses that I noted. In addition, I noticed I also noted that F&A is in the process of implementing a plan to use a barcoding system for all our fixed assets. This will greatly improve the efficiency and effectiveness of our auditing or administering of our fixed assets. With that, I will open the floor for questions if you have any.
I think that's amazing that you were able to account for all the fixed assets.
Well, we've been doing inventories, we just haven't been doing on everything and on a regular basis. We've been really, really good about auditing our inventory and our vehicles. But some of the things that we weren't looking at are some like stuff at the SWAT plant, stuff at the plants we own, stuff at our dams like skating with that type of thing. But I was kind of amazed too. We were able to find everything without any.
So you have a good comprehensive list of all the VRA fixed assets.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, F&A is in the process of cleaning the list up, and that will be distributed to all the locations. And the barcoding system that I'm talking about is generated from our MicroMain software. And if you remember, the MicroMain software is the one where we're able to track our maintenance of our vehicles and equipment. Well, there's a barcoding feature to that. And we've kind of double dipped where we're using that system for these barcodes. And at the time of the inventory, some of the locations had the barcodes attached. And we have scanners that we use, and we just have to go out and scan them. Probably by now, all of our locations have these barcodes on all of our assets where practical. The barcodes are paper, so it's not practical to put them on stuff like that's outside, like our Sugar Land, we have places that are exposed, or equipment that's exposed to the sunlight, and within a year or so, those are deteriorating, we can't expand it anyway. We're looking into possibly getting better material for our barcoding material, like the little metal tags or whatever, so we can have everything barcoded. And what that'll do is, when you go do an inventory, you just take the scanner, you scan it, the end of the, when you finish, you go in, you run a report, and it'll tell you what's, when you match it against what's supposed to be there, and you'll say, okay, well, I didn't find this, where is it? Or, yeah, we found everything, or whatever, and you can run a report, basically, so you don't have to go in and check off everything and do it manually. So that'll greatly decrease the amount of time it takes to do it.
Don, how far down do you go, through tables and chairs?
These assets are $5,000. And in addition, Pat Gill's folks, while we were doing this in conjunction with this, they went out and they did an audit of all of our IT equipment. So we're also, and that's, some of that stuff is on our fixed asset inventory, but the majority of it isn't, because it's under the $5,000 level. But I don't know what the results of that, of Pat's audit were, but I think we're pretty good shape.
Any more questions for Don? Just a report, no, just a plan.
Thank you.
That completes our agenda. I ask for a motion to adjourn. All right. Second. I'll call the favor, say aye.